Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev Olstead. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Banger, banger, banger. Oh, 2021. Oh, 2021.
Give it up for Angel. That chick.
I didn't even know that Patreon was already in here.
Oh, Patreon been in here.
What's up?
Patreon, let me let you know. Houston this weekend just about sold out.
Each time.
It is sold out.
Just about sold out. Sunday is the only time there's any shows. The next week, though, Palm Beach in Miami.
Oh, please. Woo! We're handing tickets out. First come, woo! First serve.
You talk about tickets available. You talk about seats.
Is the seats have several
humbling,
seats.
Humbling. Humbling numbers in Palm Beach. Humbling
why?
Numbers in
why
so humble.
So humble over there.
I don't know. It's humble Texas. It's humble pie. It's so humble. So humble that crossing it off a future list.
No, well,
if things don't change.
Never coming back.
Oh, Palm Beach, God bless you. Miami, I'll come for a grouper in a bag. And if I go on a cruise, but performance-wise, and I've taken cities off before. Oh. Buffalo, New York last year. Get him out of here.
It's a stink town.
Syracuse.
Oh, you're not hot in Northern New York.
Yeah. Not popping.
Okay.
Buffalo and Syracuse were like, good luck, bucko. Listen, it's okay. I'm not hurt. You know, sobering realizations. Mm-hmm. It is that. What else is sobering? The milk crate Armageddon.
Listen. Mm.
Okay. Something happened over the last week.
I don't know what happened.
I think it was the Olympics. I think we were on, the hood was on Olympic withdrawals.
Mm.
Somebody had a plethora of milk crates. We were talking about this, me, you, and Josh, on one of the rides to the airport. I don't think I've seen more than a milk crate or two at any point in my life.
Right. Like, I can think of it maybe in school, maybe seeing milk crates, because like they would, not many.
Outside of DJ crates.
That
hold vinyl.
But that's usually what
but nobody's moving, no DJs are moving with vinyl like that anymore.
Yeah, so but even then, they didn't have stackable like that many. No, maybe they had
them
at their house.
You can stack them with the vinyl in it.
Yeah.
The vinyl protrudes.
Now, in my day, we planked. That was a challenge.
Oh, I remember. My friends played on the 405.
Yeah. Wait, down the 405?
Yeah, she wasn't very wise. She actually almost got arrested for doing that.
Well, yeah.
You know, we did safety. Mm. Silly, but safe.
Just lay down.
The Angel did hers.
I did. Mm-hmm. I happens to have a milk crate at my house. The people who used to clean my old house left it there by accident.
Oh, you already had one on deck.
Oh, yeah. That's what they used to bring the cleaning products in. Mm-hmm. They left it. By law, it's now mine. And so I was like, I can do this. But even still, that milk crate was like, you talk to me in a soft voice. You whisper sweet nothings to me. Because first of all, milk crate, this challenge is very fat phobic. Okay? Because milk crates hold a gallon of milk, not 2 gallons of milk, a dump truck, and some yams. Because I had to test it out first. I said, now let's see here. I think we're over the weight capacity.
2 gallons of milk, a dump truck, and some yams.
That's not what milk crates are supposed to hold. I saw it give. I saw the thing started to like sag, and it was like, ma'am. I said, all right, we're going to do this once and one time only.
This is the one of the times where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to leave this to other people. Because I usually, ALS challenge, ice bucket challenge, planking, do the Harlem shake. I jump on all of them, except the cinnamon one. The cinnamon, I was like, I'm not going to be spitting cinnamon.
That you didn't do it.
But these people were climbing, you know, 6-7 crates high.
Yeah.
And falling violently. And landing on the crate.
Yeah.
This single-handedly brought the streets together, though.
Ah.
The unison. I saw they were spotting each other in the hood.
And then there was some, there was a child, spawn of evil, who kicked the crate.
Yes.
The middle crate of the dude was at the top.
Oh, Mar would have done that.
Mar saw that video and he was like, this challenge may not be a thing when I'm able to kick something. Yes. But when I turn 10, I'm inflicting violence.
Oh, yeah.
Like that child, he kicked the crate so hard. He kicked it so, what in your mind says? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because this
person's likely to fall anyway.
Right. The child was thinking, you're stupid. And I'm going to show you how stupid you are.
There was a black woman. The two that I saw that were done well, a dude rolled a blunt mid walk up. And
I'm going to be honest. It was hella sexy.
I saw a meme where they put him on the first place podium at the Olympics.
I'm telling you.
That's that Baltimore angle.
Oh, yeah. The younger version of myself would have been like, you have so much potential to walk into my heart and walk right out the way you did those crates. I would love to know if we could do this together. No, and people are always trying to one-up. They're always trying to one-up and make it more difficult. It's already difficult to accomplish it.
Yes.
And people are like, the women doing it in heels.
That's what I was going to say. That's the next person. The black woman with the hair, with the baseball cap.
Oh, yeah. They're like, let's do it in heels. For why? Por qué?
Por qué?
Why are we doing this? Next, they're going to be like, get Jimmy from down the block, the one with one leg. We're going to have him pogo
Jimmy's
stick
brother
up the thing. Then we're going to throw dodgeballs at him. He going to duck. Then he going to hobble back down. Like, why are we making this more difficult than what it already is?
I've seen people do it on concrete. I saw a Mexican dude. He looked Mexican. They put shouting music under him. He did it, and he was shaking. And then when he fell off, he landed face first into the concrete.
Jesus.
I seen a dude, he had a picture of his back, and it looked like he got hit with a sledgehammer. Because that is what a milk crate's about, what, a foot or so?
Yeah, a little bit over a foot.
A little bit up. So you're 7 feet in the air, or 5-6 feet in the air. Most people fall from the middle.
Yeah.
You're falling 6-7 feet to the ground. Or landing on a milk crate and then hitting the ground.
I was like, the commonality between these people is not that they're black, is that they have jobs and not careers. I was like, because if you have a career that you enjoy, you're going to be like, let me just pause on this because that could all be over.
Yes.
But a job that you don't want to go to anyways, you're like, best case scenario, I hurt myself and I can't come in.
I seen some people doing it in jail. First of all, lots of people in jail have cell phones.
I was going to send that to you,
How are they charging them?
I mean, they got outlets, Kev. What do you mean? They don't have power outlets? What?
I don't think they just have easy access to outlets. No telling what they're doing.
Well, they do even have TVs in some of their cells.
Mm-hmm.
And one I saw in jail, they had like 7 people had phones.
Yeah, I can believe it. And now in jail, that makes sense.
That jail,
you got a lot of time.
Plenty of time.
Know, like, there's the even though healthcare sucks in there, it's free healthcare.
Yeah, sure. Honestly, not a bad gig. Give free meals on time every day.
Not a bad gig. Not a bad gig. I can understand people doing it in jail or in prison. But out here in these regular streets, I'm like,
Somebody on Patreon said, I'd be on prison TikTok all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Prison TikTok.
How
do you think they found this video, Kev?
Prison TikTok is a subgenre.
Prison Twitter? Come on, man.
I just recently found churchy TikTok, which is great. It's a whole bunch of musicians posting great praise breaks.
Oh.
And I was like, this is my try.
Oh, you.
But you know how TikTok is. You watch 2-3 videos of one kind. It'd be like, here's every video ever made with this song or this type of thing.
2008, you're like, you guys weren't here in 2008.
Josh, let me tell you, I was on TikTok one time. I couldn't sleep. And I was on there for like 2 hours.
Oh, God.
I scrolled so long because, you know, after maybe 5-6 scrolls, it'll get a sponsored post, right? About an hour and a half in, I got a sponsored post from TikTok, literally, that was like, hey, you've been scrolling for a while.
Oh, no.
You might want to take a break. Rest your eyes. Get some food. Use a bathroom. And come back later. And I was like, first of all,
I'm a grown man.
I will do that. Because the fact that I've been on your app so long that you are telling me that it's enough.
They said it's enough.
And I just was like, yeah, more challenges, more singing.
I can't get into it like
that. Oh, I love it. It gives you so many different creators.
For me, it just keeps showing me so much of the same thing. I'd be like, I'm tired of this. If I hear the same sound again.
Oh, man. There was a... Oh, man. There was a...
Bing, bang, bang. Bing, bang, bang, bang. The one.
Oh, yeah.
Bing, bang, bang, bang.
I can be... There was a time when I was listening to this one video. Anybody who made it... Oh, come on. Anybody who made this video, I watched it. Hold on. It was the singers. They were building harmonies on top of this.
Oh, please.
And I watched every single one. I'm trying to find you one of the ones that I know is good so you don't think it's dumb.
No, I might think it's dumb. You won't do one TikTok with me. We're going to do it this weekend in Houston.
With LM.
With LM. Well, no, with Little Marcus.
This is it.
Sorry, you almost went with
I
it.
I was like, no.
I could be violet sky. I could be opal. I could be purple. I could be anything you like. I could be brown. I could be blue. I could be violet sky. I could
these
be
people,
purple.
They're building harmonies.
I could be anything you like. I could be brown.
He's
I
up
could
to baritone
blue.
Too
I could
now.
Be violet sky. I could be opal. I could be purple. I could
like
be
it?
Anything you like. I could be brown. I
he's
could be
falsetto
blue.
Now.
I could be violet sky. I could be anything you like. I could be brown. I could be blue. I could be violet sky.
Okay.
Every person on TikTok who made that video, when we were in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Is that me?
That's
God
you.
Dang. I was like.
Every person, Angel, when we had that New Brunswick show, I was just like, I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. TikTok was like, we have plenty of.
We have more.
I went to the artist. His name is Amika. It's a song called Grace Kelly. I watched him. I watched his live performances of it. I was like, I'm enthralled with this.
Why so enthralled?
I don't know. TikTok just allows me to be enthralled. I see a lot. And also, we've talked about this before. A lot of dark humor on the talk.
They don't ever send me the dark humor.
It's the darkest platform. Whoa. It's darker than Twitter.
Way really? Darker.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because there's no think pieces and there's no shaming.
That's where I saw the Kabul airport videos first.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, on TikTok.
Like, unapologetically, I was like, that's happening. I am done with this app
Man.
For the next 48 hours.
TikTok has taken so many of my videos down.
Why are they taking them down?
Dangerous nudity, acts. But it'd be videos I find on TikTok, and then I react to them, and then they take my video down, but they leave.
They said, because you know better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. You're almost 40. They're
that's
like, come on,
the
sir.
Hand. They're like,
dang, I am almost 40.
Yes, Kevin.
Ooh, Jesus.
You are less than 2 years away.
Wow, Kev, that's crazy.
You're almost 30?
Said not 40.
Yeah, he's 40. Like, well, I'm going to tell you what I ain't.
You're 28, ain't you, Joshy?
You know me for a long time, Kevin.
I knew you when you was 20 years old. You couldn't grow a mustache.
I could not.
You're like, you Debbie, couldn't grow
can
a beard.
Can you pick me up?
When you knew him.
And I picked him up. I put him on my lap. I said, come on, burp. And he said, I know how to walk.
How has you all's relationship evolved?
Well, no matter what, I've never been able to eclipse Amir.
Oh,
but
we're not
and
doing
Amir
this.
Is your age, right? Or a little
Amir's
bit older.
A little older.
He's
I
a
think
little
he's
older.
Maybe 42, 43?
I believe so.
Okay.
So Josh started off as an intern, one of the interns at All Def. He was one of the first people that was there.
At
to be
I
fair,
asked him
Amir
to get
was
my
the
lunch.
First person to have a conversation with me.
Yes,
I sat
and I was
next
probably
to
second
him, yeah.
or third. And I said, hey, intern, can you grab my lunch, Josh?
Like,
and he's like, I don't
I
do
was
that.
Like,
and
I was like, hey, Kevin?
He was like, I don't
I did that at Awesomeness. I don't, you know.
He really told me no.
I'm trying to grow.
He told you
he
no.
He told me
I
no.
I was like.
He said, I don't do that anymore.
I was like, I literally said it like this, Angel.
So you clutched your pearl?
I was like,
I literally said it like this. So I was like, I did that in awesomeness. So I was like, ah.
And the lunch place was like across the street.
It was
place
called not Jerry's. Across the street.
Jerry's was across the street.
It was not from Jerry's.
You were it
not,
was from Jerry's.
You were not trying to get Jerry's in that moment.
So when I wrote a little notepad, I was like, this kid's not going to make it.
No.
It was him, Dez, and Pat were the three interns.
And Jade.
Who?
Jade.
Oh, and Jade. Mm-hmm. And Jade. They were the four interns. Mm. And then I believe Josh went to the music team. Pat came with me. Dez came with me. Jade went to the music team. And then he ended up running the poetry channel for a while.
You ran the poetry
channel? That's was actually what got me hired.
Yeah. And guess who gave him that? Guess who gave him that? Was it Amir? Was it Blame the Label? Was it me? Who made sure he had food on his table? Arroz con pollo, frijoles.
Was it you?
It was me.
Why'd you do it for?
Because he was great. He was a fantastic intern. Great employee.
So you did it for yourself.
I got Trevor Wallace his
That's
job.
That's what you're saying. If he's saying you did a good job, you did it for yourself.
I did what I could.
He was great.
You did it for himself.
Josh was a good actor, too. He was good. Josh was good
at everything. You be acting?
Josh can do so many things well.
Wow.
It's almost really frustrating. Solid basketball player.
What?
Josh Jumper is solid. We used to hoop a little bit at All Def. Solid. You've seen his golf stuff. Mm-hmm. He can DJ. Que guapo.
Yep, very. Muy.
Mucho. Que guapo. He can drive a car.
Or not drive a car.
It actually drives itself.
Were just literally talking. I was like, Josh, why is it so hard for you to accept how successful you are at this age?
Oh, I hate this conversation.
No, we had a great conversation about it, and I was like, "Do you talk about your talk to your therapist about this at Talkspace?"
And I do.
And he was like, "I do all the time." And I was like, "That's so good because I want you to live in your full shine.
Living your shine, baby.
Because it's only gonna make other people want to shine brighter as well. So sometimes you need to talk about something that you might not have thought was a big deal.
Yes.
And then you realize it's has more damaging effects than what you thought."
Mm-hmm.
You should have sought help sooner. But you know what? Talkspace is here right now, right here for you. Mm. We are a very close-knit friendship. Mm. But even in that closeness, we need professionals to talk to sometimes.
Do.
You know
we
what
do.
I'm saying?
We do.
And Talkspace is that space where we're able to get timely, professional conversations with licensed therapists wherever we are. Doesn't matter where we at on tour. Doesn't matter if we're at home. We're able to get on Talkspace and get the support that we need. Whether you're a parent, a student, a millennial, or just someone having a hard day, Talkspace can provide the support to help you feel better with a single message. Talkspace offers individual and couples therapy in addition to medication prescription services. Whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or other problems, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you sort out any issues. Thousands of licensed therapists are available for you to match with. Talkspace therapists are experts in a dozen or dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationship, and more, to help you start feeling better. Start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code CREW.
CREW.
That's K-R-E-W. That's $100 off when you use the code
Crew
at
Talkspace.com. Talkspace.com. Moving on.
Moving on. Great timing.
Our girl, Sha'Carri.
Oh, man.
They took down the video link that you tried to send.
They did?
Yeah, they said you ain't going to get to watch it.
Well, listen, Sha'Carri, our dear, dear friend, friend of the pod, she... You know, the Diamond League is like the professional track circuit, if you guys aren't familiar. And it's what she was preparing for after she was disqualified from the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, they got out and did the 100-meter dash.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what. The Jamaican women, they run track. Jamaica has always produced top sprinters. If you remember the movie Cool Runnings, they were Jamaican sprinters.
I can't stand what you said. If you remember the movie
Cool Runnings, some people say, you know, they can't believe Jamaica. We got a bobsled team. We got the Wonderies and the One Junior. You Sanka, the fastest of Jamaican sprinters. Go to the Olympics, fight for Jamaica. Okay? Four by one team.
Won't let you be in there by yourself.
They mishandled the baton. But they won at the Olympics, so they learned how to bobsled.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that was 20 some odd years ago.
Yes. Was okay? It just 20 years ago? Feels like it was even longer.
It was probably longer. Mm-hmm. Usain Bolt dominated. After Michael Johnson dominated, Usain Bolt was like two Olympics, maybe even three, but at least two, where he was breaking world records in the 100 and the 200.
Uh-huh.
The U.S. and Jamaica always go back and forth for the 100, the 200, 4x1. This Olympics, it was Elaine Thompson-Herah, I believe, Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce, and then another person.
Mm-hmm.
Before Sha'Carri even went to the Olympics, Jamaican Twitter was like, your girl doesn't stand a chance against these women.
Mm-hmm.
Her top time would get her fourth. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's why I want to see her run. I was like, maybe she'll get pushed to be faster, but she was disqualified. Anyway, the Diamond League starts back up again. And our girl, friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
She did not win.
No.
She did not place. She was ninth.
She placed at the end. She had a place. She was in the race. So you always place if you're in the race.
Hey, Adamo Shikaye.
Come on.
Sometimes you just got to run your own.
Yeah, she was in the finals, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was in the finals, but she got ninth and was promptly torn down on Twitter.
Yeah, they just murdered the baby girl.
And the thing that, I mean, it doesn't really surprise me, but every time I'd be surprised. We was just building her up, I thought.
I tell you.
I mean, last month, we was like, I'm going to stick beside you.
It was was the Olympics in July? It wasn't in August, too?
No, I feel like it was in August, too. Was it all this month?
Yes, it was this month.
The Olympics was this month?
Mm-hmm. It had to be.
Yeah, it's usually the first week of August.
Yes, it wasn't even
We was building her up this month?
We set her up like a volleyball. They just to spike her down on the other side of the net.
And the thing that was interesting is the people who were tearing her down. Now, there's two camps.
I want to know what the camps are because here's I'm confused.
There's the everybody gets jokes camp. Mm-hmm. And that I understand. Mm-hmm. It's all jokes.
Yeah.
You know, Twitter, nobody is sacred. No, nothing is sacred. If Beyonce fell down the stairs, she would get joked on.
Mm-hmm.
But in that I understand. Right? I'm going to place those people in this bucket. Then it was like the T Grizzly camp. And that's these people preyed on my downfall.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a group of people were just so happy she failed.
Mm-hmm.
It was like they relished her loss. Just, yes, this is what you get. And then she, in her lost interview, she was like, I'm still here. I'm going to be, you know, whatever y'all haters going to hate. And they just were like, you're a loser. You're ninth place. And I was like, well, what is it? Why are you upset that she's...
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because people are like, well, now that humbled her, what does she need to be humbled for?
That's what I don't understand. Like, and to compete in those type of sports, like track, boxing, those are individual sports.
Yes.
You cannot... Basketball that I played, a lot of blame. The coach, the team, the refs, plenty of people.
Yeah.
They didn't pass me the ball. Anything. Track... It's you, baby.
Yeah,
all it's just you.
It's an individual sport.
So in order to compete at that level, you have to have that confidence.
Oh, you've got to be cocky, even if you can't back it up every single time.
Right.
Even if you can't.
You got to believe it.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you know, you get on there, you see Elaine Thompson and Herah's time.
Right. You might have on lead boots that day, but right. You better talk like you Hercules.
Like, you know how crazy it is, right? In track, you know these people's times.
Yeah.
So to get up and put your head down and line up with a person that you know has run faster than you've ever run.
Yeah.
And you got to be like, nah, today though.
Yes.
And like the thing about track that goes through my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You are running as fast as you can.
As fast as you can.
And the people are running faster. I know about 40, 50 meters, she's like,
Let me tell you something. Kevin, Dwayne, Ursula Fredericks.
Not Ursula.
Yes. If they were like, Angel, we got a wild card spot. We putting you down here with these Olympians. I am going to talk so much S-H-I-T. You understand?
Right now, today, you still
want to talk? Today, 41, four kids out my womb. Mortgage paid every month.
On time.
On time. Talk to him, Angel. I am going to be at that starting line. The interview before. I don't even know why these women showed up. I don't even know why they showed up. They might as well go home. They might as well unglue their lace fronts because I'm about to snatch them off. That's going to be me in the shorts doing the jump.
You're going to do the knee thing to get warmed up.
I'm going to get in the blocks. Do I know how to come out of them? Nope. I'm going to talk all of it as I
am still. Cash crazy?
Cash crazy, Kevin. Still coming out the blocks while they're going across the finish line.
Still going to be putting. Which one?
Pat, pat, pat. It's going to be me. Pat, 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 pat. With the nerve to point at the audience as I cross the finish line.
They putting their hoodies and stuff on. And you at that point, you still got a dip at the end.
Yeah.
Angel Tanksley, 100-meter dash at 1 minute, 36 seconds.
I'll be like, where's the flag? I don't even mess with the flag like that, but y'all better give it to me so I can walk around the track with it. Yeah!
You better not walk around the track when you done ran a minute.
Yes, walk around the track. Hey! 410 up in here, 859 A18 represent. That's gonna be me.
You rounding off your area code?
All of them.
Little Bill, Lexington, stand up. I did it for the ton.
Lexington, I did it for y'all. All of them.
Mocha Mom, stand up.
100%.
Mama Likes, where y'all at?
Shot Mama, that's the flag. Shot Mama Likes.
New Olympic box dropping.
With my bonnet and robe on. That's Angel, what I'm running in.
The first heat. Man, this wasn't the finals. This was your heat. I don't care what it was. I'm walking around the track.
Yes. Give me my medals.
Listen. She did talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She talked a lot. But she owned it when she lost.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, I'm about to show the world. I'm about to shake the world. You know what I'm saying? Then when she lost, she was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm still out here.
Still out here. I think she had on way too much hair.
That when probably I was watching, weighed her down.
It did. That created a lot of drag. Yeah. I was like, whoo, that got bundles upon bundles. They could have taken out like 4 or 5 wefts. And that would have been probably.
Not wefts.
She would have probably only hit 7th, but it still would have helped her.
And she's not traditionally a great starter, but she had good closing speed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people who won, they're good at all phases of the race. I'm curious to see what her bounce back is. Because I like a confident, cocky black woman. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, talk crazy.
Mm-hmm.
410.
I'm telling all of it. 818-323. Orange County. I live there. 949. All of it.
Before we get to our next story, I wanted to update you guys on our last show. It was my first time talking about sex and using the N-word with my grandmother and father and mother and aunt in tow.
Mm-hmm.
Angel was there.
Yes, I was.
And she sat with my parents.
I surely did. I wanted to see them. I wasn't even listening to you. I was looking at them.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yeah.
The thing that was funny about it, I was nervous the whole day for my parents coming. They came on the Sunday show because they went to church first.
First of all, they didn't come to the Sunday show. They came to the benediction of the Sunday show.
My family was so late. They missed all Angel. And let me tell you what my grandma said. My dad made them late.
I love it.
We went to dinner after. My grandma said, I just wanted to see Angel on the program.
Yeah, she said, I wanted to see your part of the program, Angel. I said, well, in Raleigh, you're going to see my part of the program. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. They came in. This was what the blessing was. They Kevin had his dad hit me up because I guess Kevin already knew in his spirit how late they were.
Oh yeah, I said I gave my dad. I said, Dad, here's Angel's number because you're more than likely going to come when I go on stage.
Oh yeah,
which is more than 45 minutes into the show.
Oh,
and you're not, and they're gonna call me. And so, lo and behold, my phone buzzing when I'm on the stage. Yes. When I checked it after the show, it was my dad calling.
Oh, absolutely. He texted me. I was like, okay. He said he texted me, you're on stage, and he was like, all right, you've been on stage. We got 15 minutes before we get there. I said, whoo. He said, we'll catch about 20 minutes, right? I said, mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, trying to figure out how I'm going to get up. Then he said, is there an elevator? Mobility issues. I was like, whoo.
My mom is legally blind. She cannot see. Donna Goodo shouts out, Port Arthur, Texas.
EOP, hold it down.
Hold it down. The elevator is literally blocked by audience members who have seats. And I was like, okay, all right. Because there's no, we can fake it. It's three flights of steps to get up to the club, if not. So I was like, I told the club people, I said, if you could just scoot those tables out, I'm about to bring his family up. She was like, of course. She did nothing. That elevator door opened, and I'm looking at the back of people's heads. I was like, this is great. And even they were moving so slow. It was like that your dad and your mom, when I was waiting for them to get out the car, I was like, are they moonwalking in place? Because they're not. They are stationary. Like they're on a stationary bike. Like they're on a Peloton.
Peloton workouts.
Peloton is our sponsor for today's episode. Let me tell you, Peloton is the y'all ain't gonna say the word because this is a Christian podcast. That's right. But
it's a fantastic workout machine.
Energy.
Yes.
Oh, I love mine. I love my bike.
It's so good. You get such a great like workout experience all from the comfort of your home. Mm-hmm. And everything's being on the road, you realize everything's better at home.
Yes.
But I love it when the hotels we stay at have Pelotons too.
Yes.
Because the first time I saw one in use was when we were in Boston. You were using one.
Uh-huh. I used one there.
And I saw how intense of a workout you got in 30 minutes. Because a lot of time we don't have a lot of time. Especially when we're shooting the food show like this weekend we're doing. Mm-hmm. And today, when I have podcast shoot days, I don't have an hour and a half to work out.
Yeah.
I have 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And a Peloton, let me tell you what. 30 minutes on that Peloton?
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of me working out for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Or driving to the gym and all that time. Like I literally go downstairs, hop on my bike, tap in with my instructor. Last time I did an 80s workout. Sometimes the music be so good you forget you're working out because you like the song so much.
That's what helps. That's what I like about it, is what makes it different from an like gym workout or in gym class is that a lot of times when I used to try to take classes at a gym, the music would piss me off so bad. I'd be like, what is this?
They choose anything on
they the gym. Just like anything that fits the like BPM of what they're trying to go. Where with Peloton, you can pick classes based off of the music that they're going to play, which is like clutch because I'm very much so trap music. Waka Flocka gets me where I need to go. All right. And it's not going to be, I can't do no Pat Benatar. I need something with a booming beat. And so I get that at home with a Peloton. Now, whatever your mood, overall fitness goal, you can mix and match classes for a total body workout. Choose from cardio, strength, yoga, Pilates, outdoor runs, meditation, and more. And whether you're in the mood for some hip hop, which I always am, pop or country, the Peloton bike has the right music to keep you entertained and motivated all year long. When you purchase the Peloton bike, you get access to live classes and thousands of on-demand plus access to the app to get you moving anytime, anywhere. With a boot camp between nap times or a ride before brunch, you can seamlessly fit Peloton into your life. Mm-hmm. So this is what we want you to do. With the Peloton bike, there's nothing like working out from home. Learn more at onepeloton.com. New members can try Peloton classes for free for 30 days at onepeloton.com/app. Terms apply. That's onepeloton.com. Now, y'all already know, I likes to know things. I likes to be good at things. Like Sha'Carri, if I was out there on the track, I would have taken a class. And maybe I would have taken that class on Skillshare if they had it. Don't know if they do, but I can tell you some classes they do have that I've taken. Took a class on how to grow indoor plants because I be killing my plants. I'm an assassin.
You do.
I took a class on finding my creative voice. I also took a class on TikTok for everyone on how to be a better storyteller on TikTok. There are so many different classes in this creative community that Skillshare has put together. And what is great about it is that you can explore your curiosities just from your home. And the premium membership is less than $10 a month.
That's true, Angel.
It is true. And let me tell you, you really can't beat education. You really can't beat getting a chance to experience the things that you've always wanted to experience.
You can't beat it, Angel.
And being able to add more crafts and skills to your resume is always a good thing. I love taking and looking and seeing some of the classes that they offer every month, because sometimes I don't even know that learning this is possible until I go on Skillshare and I see some of their top classes. I'm like, what?
What classes, Angel?
They got so many classes on like creative design, which is really great, especially being somebody who's always trying to promote things and I want things to look aesthetically pretty. Mm-hmm. But then they also have other things that have to do with meditation and centering yourself. Like, it's a gambit of stuff that you would not realize are offered on Skillshare until you get the membership and find out.
Listen, I took a specific class, okay, because I want to be Josh. Mm-hmm. I want to take cool pictures mm-hmm. like my friend. So I started by taking fundamentals of DSLR photography with Justin Bridges. And I learned how to understand the camera first, which mm-hmm. was my big mistake. I just turned it on and click. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand exposure, depth of field, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Balancing the exposure triangle, preparing to shoot, shutter speed. Like, Justin taught me this stuff. Listen. And you can see it in my reels. You can see the difference in my reels, the quality of my reels, because I'm a low-key photographer at heart.
You are, sir.
And Skillshare, especially Fundamentals of DSLR Photography, have helped me be that.
Yes. Skillshare has incredible, affordable, incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes or workshops. So this is what we want you to do. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/SK.
SK.
And get a 1 month free trial of premium membership. That's 1 month of premium membership at Skillshare.com/SK.
SK. So my family walks in.
Please.
And unfortunately, they don't hear the beginning of my set. My only hope was that for the first time in their life, they'd be early. Mm-mm. You know, didn't happen.
No, they weren't.
Because I wanted to build up to the part that was going to be hard to hear for them. You know, my grandma.
As soon as they got their butts comfortable in that seat, you were like, dick and coochie and coochie and dick and boom, bop, 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 in it. Wop, making macaroni. Wop, 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 wop.
The only good thing about it is they were so far and in the corner, I couldn't tell if they were laughing or not. Mm. I could see my aunt laughing, and I was like, Angel, are they laughing? And she was like, no.
Nope, they are not. They are not laughing. There are no, I am laughing at them not laughing. That is what I'm literally laughing at right now. They were, your mother was literally doing this. And a couple of times, your dad would join her in unison. With the head nod.
Oh!
Yeah.
And they've come to a lot of shows, but they've all, the last 2 years, three if you include the 2020, all cleaner. Actually, they didn't come to Slightly Problematic Take Two. Mm-hmm. They've come to a lot of Playmaker shows and the first two Real Comedians, where I was
in churches
most of the time. Uh-huh. And when I was starting comedy, they never came to like Nate Jackson's room or Tibbs or none of that stuff. They had already left from Washington. So the stand-up comedy that I developed for real, they had never seen.
So they didn't watch Keep Your Distance, you don't think?
No. They didn't watch Keep Your Distance.
Oh, no.
All that cussing? Absolutely not. No,
they didn't watch. They are saved. My dad, now that he has your number, you're going to get a daughter, full scripture, and a heart message. Once he has your number, he's just added you to his collection of kids.
That's fine.
That's where I get that daughter from. You go, you know, Angel, you are God's angel. Let me just share a scripture with you today.
People don't know this. Kevin always says something to me when I bring him up on stage. If you come to see us, every time I bring up someone, whether it be Tahir or if we have a guest, I hug them or I shake their hand. So me and Kevin, we do a hug, and he always says something. And he usually says, God bless you, daughter. I wonder where that's from. I'm like, Pastor, what?
I get that from my dad. Speaking of stealing things from your parents, my son. I pick him and his homegirl up from school the other week. They are going to Hamilton. This is their birthday present from my son's homegirl's mom.
Where are they going to see it?
At Pantages.
They already saw it.
They saw it last week.
They saw my friend perform. I missed it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I wanted to take my kids, but the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I pick him and his homegirl up, and I do this thing. Like, if my kids are laughing, right, at a video or something, and I come in the room and they're laughing, I'll just be like, that was funny, huh? Right? Neither of them ever laugh at it. They usually close their phone or be like, ah, Father,
right? Cringe, cringe,
cringe. Cringe, cringe, cringe. I've been doing this for years to them. So pick my homegirl, my son and his homegirl up in the car, and they're laughing at a video. So I ask you, right, guys? She goes, Zay, that's where you get that from. So I turn around. I'm like, you've been using my stuff? And he goes, mm-hmm. And I'm like, does it work? He was like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, you little hack,
yeah,
joke thief, stealing, sitting up here, letting me bomb at home for years.
Yes.
Take my material to school, use it, let it work.
Yeah.
And then don't even tell me about it. I got to find out from your friends that I'm killing or you're killing with my material. It's cool.
You may have a better career as a writer.
Maybe. It made me feel so happy that my legacy lives on even now. And that your kids, they'll act like you're not cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they'll act like it's not funny. But then they'll go to school and use your material.
Oh, absolutely.
You little such and such. But anyway, so after my stand-up comedy, we go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some parts that I'll reserve for Patreon.
Okay.
Patreon, remind me to tell you the full story. I will not put that part publicly.
You bet not.
But when we talk about our bonus this week, y'all make a mental note to tell the full story.
Yes.
But the other part of the story that was good is we go to Ruth's Chris. And my grandmother's name is Ruth. And she said, well, I've never been to Ruth's Chris. And she leans over to me. She's like, we can get anything we want. And I said, yeah. She goes, steak, shrimp, lobster.
She gave it a trio.
Man, they got steak, shrimp, lobster trio.
Yes, she wanted all of it.
My mom got a steak well done. I was embarrassed. And they, if you ask for steak well done, they will burn it.
That was a piece of burnt rubber.
I mean, they will burn it. I think they do it to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they burnt her steak too. It was unrecognizable. It was also the first time my grandma heard me say nigga, or my parents.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, man.
First time they heard me talk about.
No, they've heard it. They watch the podcast.
They don't.
They don't watch this podcast. Then how did Grandma Ruthie know when you were talking about her?
Because my uncle watches and he'll tell her.
Oh, okay.
But she don't watch.
Okay, got it.
She don't watch.
Get it, go
ahead. And my mom, they don't watch. Trust me. I'd hear a lot more if they actually watched. So first time I said nigga on stage that they heard, first time I talked about sex, like for real. Like I joke around, but I mean, I'm, you know, you've seen the show.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So when I get to the restaurant, I'm asking my grandma, like, you know, is everything okay? And she said, you know what, Kevin, I just thought this is just like Planet Fitness. When I go to the gym, it's a no judgment zone. We're all trying to get better. You are at your show. It's a no judgment zone. And I was like, that's kind of worse.
Your dad looked at me during the show. He said, y'all done had him all this time and didn't fix him.
They had me longer.
That's what I said. I said, no, we took him how we got him. That's what we did. Kevin at, oh my goodness. It was me and Kevin and Josh. Our friendship only got deepened because we were just like, it was like Kevin didn't want us to meet his family.
We were primed.
You were just making the big deal about
no,
it.
No, and now I'm mad.
I'm your grandma.
There wasn't a dinner until the morning of.
Right.
Huh? There wasn't a dinner until
you
like
didn't
the morning
plan
of
a dinner.
The night
we
before.
We were like, can we go to dinner? And I wanted to get his mom and dad, his mom, grandma, and his aunt a gift. And Kevin was like, why? No, don't do that. And then what happens? His mother brings me a gift.
That was a surprise. She's never done that before.
She hasn't.
She really has never done that. She's seen Tony Tahir and Josh. I don't know how many times.
Tony Tahir or Josh.
I don't know what it is about Angel. She
felt
different.
And your dad was like, yeah, you should have went ahead and went with your Southern hospitality spirit. I said, that's all right. I'm going to see y'all again.
They're going to come to the Raleigh show.
I'm going to have them Jesus scarves ready. Then I'm going to Jesus scarves and maybe some candles or something. Maybe a devotional.
You can even get like their name embroidered.
Listen, Josh. Nice.
My grandma would love that, even though she has so many embroidered loincloths.
Once you told me, like, oh, they're saves, I was like, oh, I know what to get. Like, even though my family be ratchet, we be save sometimes.
We save sometimes. It was interesting to back to back Baltimore, seeing your family and your sister twerking during the show, and seeing my family be like, we lost him. He got a reprobated mind. That was the first time I've drank in front of my grandma.
I was the fact that you, the way you were so like, hemming and hawing about you, your set in front of them, I just knew. I was like, Kevin about to be on water and being all acting
I went
fake.
Harder.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, y'all gonna see it. You're gonna see how I, you know what I'm saying, bless y'all all the time. It's these jokes. I had some wine. I had a cocktail. Luckily, my aunt was there, and she's the more ratchet of the family.
Oh, I could already tell.
And she broke the ice. She was like, Ruthie, you ain't gonna get no vodka? I'll get some. And I was like, whew. She ordered wine, and I was like, I can do it too. I'm big now.
Yeah, big boy.
My parents do not drink.
I remember my mother was like it.
Really?
Yes. My mother was holier than holier. And I think once I broke the seal, and I was just like, well, I'm going to be drinking. And I'm going to be cussing on stage. It was just like, well.
I remember when Melissa's mom, she used to not drink either. I remember one time we went to her house, and she had basically fake wine. Oh. It was like wine, but it was not fermented.
Yes.
Never. And I was like, I mean, at this point.
That's Welch's.
Really, it's literally, what's but it comes show? In like a real bottle. Not even like, but it's like, you know, it's like wine for Christians. It's not fermented. Yeah. It's not, and you know, it's blessed. And I was like, and then she had a TI CD in her back. She had a Rubber Band Man or whatever CD that was.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I just like that song.
Rubber Band Man.
So
wow,
the next time we went to her house. It was real wine. It was sake. It was a whole bunch of stuff.
She was like, you know what? I'm okay with this. I'm all
right.
Listen,
man, I was like, my grandma, I'm a man now, okay?
I mean, you were like a worm that had just had salt poured on it. He was just, I mean, Kevin, first of all, looked like a pouting child.
Y'all don't know why, though. I'm going to tell y'all why. I will tell y'all why.
It didn't have to be pointed out even right now.
Huh?
But I said it didn't even need to be pointed out of why. But yeah, he just looked like a boy. I was like, what in the world is going on? I think I just broke out of that. I don't know. Sometime in my 20s, I was just like, I'm too old for this.
Yeah?
Too old.
Too old. Moving on.
Ruthie's hilarious, by the way.
Who?
Ruthie.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about Ruthie before we move on.
One more quick story. The rest we'll save for as a bonus.
As for the bonus, okay, because I got to definitely tell the thing about your mom. But yeah, Ruthie said a couple of things. Grandma Ruthie, excuse me, Miss Ruthie, Mrs. Fredericks said a couple of things that were funny. Tahir prayed over the bread because Kevin's mama was like, I ain't eating this bread until we pray. Tahir starts praying. Grandma Ruthie, after the end of the prayer, said, well, thank God I prayed over my food.
Josh thought that was the funniest thing ever.
It was hilarious.
She said it, like, loudly under her breath.
That's her shade.
I love it.
It's loud enough.
I love a grandma shade. It's untouched.
And the thing about it is, it was me, Ruthie, Andy, Tahir.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like she said it to where he couldn't hear.
No. We all heard the whole table.
And I know you're her grandson because at the same time, you didn't even hear her say that because what did you say as soon as he finished?
I said that prayer didn't even hit the ceiling.
Yes.
It got stuck under this lamp. That thing ain't, it sure didn't reach heaven. That thing is stuck under this light fixture. It ain't going to break through.
Oh, it was a good time. It was a good time.
I want to write a character like Church Shade. That's how. That shady thing, that's her. And it'd be about religion, it'd be about people. Jeez. She, you know, my dad and mom been married 25, 26 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she should be like, Derek's still here, huh? Ma'am, he is coming to take you to church.
I love it.
Where do you think he's going to go randomly now after all these years? Oh, y'all still married, huh? Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, let's go. Why are you speaking to the man who is picking you up and telling you this?
That is what age should grant you, to not have to keep filtering all your thoughts.
It goes from thought to,
to mouth.
Synapse fire to in the world.
Yes.
Nobody's going to stop me. What you finna do?
I'm 73. I love it.
I done raised two whole sets of children.
I'm going to say what I want.
That's why I told her. I was like, you soft now. She like that. Listen, she told me straight up. She said, I raised my kids. I raised my kids' kids. I wasn't going to raise no third set. Because Zay Zay and JoJo, she never whooped.
Mm.
She was just like, I
think I said something like, Ruthie's going to pop you. She's like, I ain't popping nobody no more.
She just decided. I think when her first grandchild was great grand was born, She was like, I'm out.
It's a lot of work to I'm be not, whooping she's kids. Like,
I'm not
you can't
yeah.
do it three times.
Huh?
You can't do it three times.
You can't
or
do
times.
It three times.
Come on, man.
She was raising a whole new set of kids at 35.
Your shoulder does not have the cartilage for that.
She's like, dog, I'm not going to beat y'all's kids. No, I'm done whooping.
It's a lot of work.
She said she did pop my sister's son, though. Yes. She was like, he's just bad.
She said, he's a monster.
He's a monster.
She said, he is a monster. Your aunt was like, this is what the pop looked like, felt like.
Now, she had plenty of energy for us.
Oh, yeah.
She loved me more than anybody in my life.
You deserved all of it.
What?
You deserved it.
All I did was read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That big old Bible on top of the TV. Mm-hmm. I said, I love these scriptures.
Yeah, I can tell you they're were bad. You were what? Bad. But you know what ain't bad? It's Green Chef.
Mm-hmm. Sure ain't.
Okay, because Green Chef is the first USDA certified organic meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every lifestyle, whether you're keto, yeah. paleo, vegan, vegetarian, or just looking to eat healthier. There's a range of recipes to suit any diet or preference. Now, this is the thing about Green Chef.
What is it,
you
Angel?
You're going to get healthy and it's going to taste good.
Sure is.
And that is what I like the most about it. It's because you don't have to, like with some other meal kits, you have to kind of really try to narrow it down to the things that you feel like are healthy to eat. Where Green Chef is like, everything you get from us is going to be organic. So it's already going to be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. we already are going to be able to have stuff that suit whatever diet you are following. So that makes it perfect. And you're not having to like nitpick. Green Chef is like, we're gonna make it easy for you. Choose from 30 easy to follow recipes every week with options, like I said, from keto, paleo, plant powered diets, as well as meals to help you eat in a more balanced way. Green Chef expert chefs design flavorful meals that go way beyond ordinary, no matter what is on your menu. Green Chef is the most suitable meal, sustainable meal kit, so you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. It's actually the only meal kit that's both plastic and carbon offset. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh.
Yeah!
And with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. And what's great is that I love, especially being able to switch between both brands. And now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount on us. So this is what we want you to do. Go to greenchef.com/SK100.
SK100.
And use code SK100.
SK100.
To get $100 off, including free shipping. Again, go to greenchef.com/SK100.
SK100.
And use code SK100.
SK100.
To get $100 off, including free shipping. The number one meal kit for eating well.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on.
This is kind of weird. An Alabama man.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he'd been shot by an intruder. It turned out it was his wife's boyfriend secretly living in their house.
What in the HE double hockey sticks is going on?
He was in like an attic area. There was bottles of urine he had been pissing in.
That's what I heard.
Food, old food that she'd been giving him. The wife called the husband and said, there's somebody in the house. He come home, pull his gun out. The dude already has his gun.
Wait. Mm-hmm. She called? That's the part of the story I didn't realize.
She called the husband.
Why?
And said, I don't know.
She was drunk when all this went down, but I didn't know I thought she arrived with her husband.
No,
she called.
She called the husband and said, somebody's in the house. And he comes home, pulls his pistol out. Dude pulls his pistol out. The boyfriend shoots the husband. You know, they talk about men being trash a lot.
Oh, no. Women can be trash.
This is a new level of trashiosity.
Now, how good do the D got to be that you're like, I am going to allow you not only to be homeless, but then to live with me in the most disgusting form of fashion, which is pissing in my attic. Like, he has got to have a stroke that is unbelievable. I just don't understand. He must have been able to do the milk crate challenge on the first try. She was like, listen, you bring the milk crates up to my attic.
Into the stroke of it.
Right, exactly. How? That is just.
Dancing through the couch. On and on we push. Listen, that's You stupid. That's why my grandma don't listen to the podcast.
Nah, she should.
There's a lot of fears I have, a lot of insecurities I have about marriage and being on the road and all the time.
You
and
do? Stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, what if I come home and somebody makes sweet love to my wife? I never think Melissa will put a man and put him up. First of all, our attic is too small to be in. These got to be old houses. LA houses, they're too new. Yeah. No basements, no attics.
Right.
No protected left greens. There's just not enough protected greens in LA. I need more protection. Mm. Anyway, but I would never imagine that I'd be getting shot by a man that is my wife's boyfriend who's living in my house. Mm-hmm. That would be a surprise to me.
No, no.
That would be to get shot in my house. Okay, somebody came in to rob me. But him go back to his room and be like,
oh, my bad. Just want to let you know the AC's out.
Have you seen Parasite?
It's not all of it. But yeah, how they just take over that home. You need a tutor?
Why did you stop?
I think I fell asleep.
You got to wake up.
Angel, that is one Parasite of, that is like top five movies.
It just gets ever. Better. It starts as a comedy. It ends as a horror film.
I fell asleep before the horror.
Oh, you missed the best part.
I literally missed the entire second film.
Angel.
Don't shame me. I'll
Nobody's shaming. I just
You'll fall asleep on everything, so I don't
blame you. I watched that movie 3 times in the theater.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't give you that.
I loved that.
I don't think there's any movie I've seen three. Actually, I've seen Losing Isaiah a lot of times and Dumb and Dumber.
Did you find them?
Didn't find them. And Children of the Corn. This one summer I stayed in Atlanta with my family, and they just kept dropping us off at the movies every day.
Life with Mikey I saw multiple times.
What's that about?
Oh my God. Michael J. Fox is a talent manager in New York. And the girl, you know, Tyena.
No.
You don't know Tyena? The show on Nickelodeon? God dang, we just don't have there's no common
no connection
ground.
Here.
Anyways, he helps this young girl become a star in New York. And it was just like.
Why'd you see it in theater so many times?
Because it was like a dream come true. I was like, yes, I want to go to New York, have a talent manager, make me a star. And at the end, the girl saying, "Come see, people know it. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway." This little black girl sang her face off at the end. He discovered her at the end. It's great. Anyway, saw it several times along with Sister Act 2.
Sister Act 2, I didn't see in theaters. We didn't see a lot of movies in theaters in the early 90s. We were very poor. But on VHS, I watched Sister Act 2 probably 8,000 times.
Yeah.
I might be able to quote every single line in that movie verbatim. That, Major Payne. When I saw Major Payne, I was like, it just doesn't get better than this. This is as funny as things can be.
Yeah.
This is, Damon Wayans, he was like, you know what I do often? Mm-hmm. I look at people, I think everybody's older than they really are. Major Payne, I mean, Damon Wayans was like 35 when he did Major Payne.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody is a gajillion years old to me. Like the fact that we're older than the people on Friends, when they were on Friends. Yeah. They might as well have been 60 in my head.
When we were kids, Martin and Gina, they were like 23.
Oh my gosh.
They were like 23. On a sitcom.
I literally could be their teenage mom.
Brandy, she was like 2 years older than me. And I felt like she was 28. I saw Brandy at Universal Studios and she has a kid my son's age.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you ain't. But she was 2 years older than me and Moesha. But the fact that she was on TV, that give you 10.
Oh, absolutely.
All the kids on all that. You're on TV. You got to be older. I thought they were playing down. Keaton and Kel were literally 3 years older than me.
Yeah, no, really, truly. That's the reason why I'd be like, no, this is not right. I am still younger than the people that I watch. And it's like, no, man.
One of the things that breaks my heart to this day, there is only one NBA player older than me right now. Udonis Haslam.
At least you got a one.
That's it. I am watching people that I watched come out of college. Okay, I watched their whole career.
Yeah.
They finished.
They are retired.
Not only with that, they are coaches. Yeah. Calvin Johnson, I remember when he came out of college at Georgia Tech. He just went into the Hall of Fame, which can only happen 5 years after you stop playing. I said, I can't even get mad at NBA players now. They're 20. They're children.
Oh, no.
The NBA players right now, some of them are only 4 years older than my son. NBA players were born in the year 2000. 2001. Mason Greenwood, he plays Premier League soccer.
Uh-huh.
He's, you know, plays on Manchester United.
Uh-huh.
Born in 2001. How are you a professional man?
They are professionals. Let me hurt your soul.
No.
Let me hurt your soul.
No, Angel.
It's going to hurt my soul more than hurt yours. My soul
it's weak.
Let me tell you, based off of, oh, this is going to hurt my heart. Are you ready?
No, let's just end the episode.
It's going to hurt my heart. Based off of the way they did The Cosby Show, in season 5, Felicia Rashad's character, Claire Huxtable, celebrated her 46th birthday. That means her character was the same age as me at the pilot. 41. I am the age of Claire Huxtable.
In season 1 of The Cosby Show?
In season 1 of The Cosby Show.
I'm going to throw up. I was watching, I started The Sopranos over again just because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been long enough that I've forgotten it again. James Gandolfini in season 1 of The Sopranos was 38 years old.
Nah.
I am 38.
You're 38.
He was bald and he was.
You're bald.
In high school, he had a junior. And I said, Tony Soprano's 55.
Right.
James Gandolfini was 38.
Oh.
38.
That's you. That's you.
I posted this thing on my Instagram. 1980 and 2021 are the same distance apart as 1980 and 1939.
I saw that and I said, no.
And you were born in 1980.
I know.
So you know you can do all the math good on that.
I don't agree. I don't agree.
1939 to 1980 is the same distance between 1980 and 2021. Melissa put on there, I understand addition, but somehow this doesn't add up. And people were trying to do the math for her. She said, I understand addition.
But it's the invisible exponents that we're not taking. And so it exponentially grows bigger on the reverse end.
I feel like it's the growth of technology is what makes it feel like it's more.
Yeah.
Because what technology did from 80 to 2021 and from 39 to 80, huge.
Yes.
But the big thing there is the invention of the computer. The computer is what was just.
What did it do? Ah, exactly. I thought that you did it differently.
Because remember what the computer was when we first started? Remember White Dot?
Yeah, DOS.
MS-DOS?
Yes.
Oregon Trail. Oregon Trail was a game that you had to read mostly.
Yes, and you watched
just kept dying.
You watched your go out and hunt. You didn't get to shoot good. You caught 3 squirrels. I want to shoot them. No, man, we don't have the technology for that.
I loved having to go across the river and see if whether or not my oxen were about to die in that water. I'd be like, is you going to make it? Oh, you lost 2 of your ox.
Pinball.
Your children died of dysentery.
Dysentery. Listen, I saw a funny TikTok the other day that was like, it was like 1909 or 1859. Man walks into the doctor's office. He's like, what's wrong? I got diarrhea. And he's like, well, you're dead. He's like, what? He's like, we really got nothing for diarrhea. You get diarrhea, man, it's over for you. He's like, can you try anything? He's like, no. You got diarrhea, bro. You're going to die.
Yeah.
And that is, it's diarrhea. It ain't liveria.
No.
You understand? And that's so wild that diarrhea was, dysentery ain't nothing but like super advanced diarrhea.
Yeah.
And that, you got a stomach up and Pepto-Bismol came on the scene and saved lives.
Yeah.
You imagine getting diarrhea in 1809, you're like, I'm finna just be dead of this.
Right, right.
You finna doo-doo till you ain't got no fluids left.
It's never gonna stop.
It's never gonna stop. You just finna wake up dead.
Yeah, it's times have definitely changed, but 1939, to 1980 is not, nope.
Who was born? What I'm not believing star it. Was born in 1939?
Dead ones.
They alive, Angel. Somebody some might be alive.
Some of them could be alive. They take their vitamins.
I'm going to name off some people who were born in 1939. Ian McKellen. Mm. Woo, he's old. Francis Ford Coppola, he's still alive. Harvey Keitel, still alive. Ooh, really?
Doggy.
There's a lot of people who done passed.
So these
on.
Are people that would be like 83, mm-hmm. 80, 82. No, I know Felicia Rashad was younger. I'm talking about the character was 41.
Oh, that. How old was Felicia Rashad at the time?
She was in her 30s. Oh, yeah. Betty White. Mm, how old is she, though?
Betty White, apparently, I read this on the internet. I don't know if it's true or not. Betty White was born before sliced bread.
I can believe it.
The phrase, the best thing since sliced bread, was really when sliced bread used to, like, it came out.
Yeah, but sliced bread is the Jim Jam. It's the Jim Jam.
Sliced bread was invented in 1928. Betty White was born.
Wow. Shut up, Marcus. He said Betty White was born in 1700s. 1922?
White, literally the best thing since sliced. The fact that sliced bread came out and people was like, let me tell you what I got.
Yeah.
Now, I know you used to just loaves. You understand me? Let me tell you what, I'm going to save you some time. I didn't cut it up already.
Look
what
at
you
it.
Call this? I call it sliced bread. What year is this? 1928? To the future.
Listen.
Like, I often think about people, every part of time, mm-hmm. technology was as advanced as it had ever been.
Yeah.
When people were riding a train and were like, we're going to be in LA in 5 days. That was as, they was like, people ain't never done stuff like, yeah. We really couldn't even do this.
Yeah.
That is wild to me that somebody hopped on a train and was like, in 7 days, we're going to be down in Oregon.
You remember they were laying the train tracks as the train was coming. That's the pity of it. They're like, the train going to be here in 10 days. We need some more tracks now.
We got to finish this.
We got to finish it or it's going to have to stop.
Wild. Well.
Yeah, guys.
Love you guys. Houston this weekend. Sunday shows only. Palm Beach and Miami. Next year, if I come to Florida, it will likely only be Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Or Jacksonville.
No.
He's not going to do Jacksonville.
Historically, I've done the best in Orlando. Nope. Second best in Tampa. Poor in Palm Beach always.
Have you ever done Jacksonville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
a few times.
Not great in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Even they felt worse like in Miami.
So many of them at the Orlando show.
Yeah, they're going to have to. Y'all going to have to drive.
All six of them can drive.
Orlando.
Dude, it was way more than six. That Duval. They were in there. Empty.
Northern Florida, I still have love for because they have love for me. Southern Florida, I will see you on my way to the Dominican Republic. Or if I'm going on a cruise, which I don't plan on going on cruises anytime soon.
Anytime
Orlando, soon. Tampa, one of you two. Yeah. Probably not both anymore. One of you two.
One of them.
The rest of you, I'm sorry. And it's not personal, you know, it's a business decision. Anyway, God bless you. God keep you. John, I'm going to say this real quick. All entertainers skip Louisiana. Didn't do well.
Mm-mm. We've been in New Orleans.
Been in New Orleans. Didn't do well. Mm. It's not personal. You got to make a decision. If people don't buy the tickets, I don't come.
Apparently, y'all got too many things to do in Louisiana.
Louisiana and Las Vegas, too entertaining.
Y'all got too much. Y'all got too many options.
Too many options. We'll tell the story on the next bonus episode. It's too long to tell right now because we got to do the love hour. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Cutting.
What's that one you sent me, Josh, from Maverick City? The
which one?
The Dante.
Sing each other worship music.
Oh my God! Which one? The Blood.
It's off a new album.
Oh no, that's a different one.
I think it's this one.
Y'all really be sending each other worship music?
I be crying. Josh put me on Maverick every City. Morning. I'm Actually, surprised. Josh put me on a I'm lot surprised of music. I can drive so safely.
Oh, Joshua!
No, it can't be this.
It's a good I could one, never do a morning commute with you.
What is the one off the new album, Josh?
Kev, they've been dropping one every 2 weeks. I don't. Hold on.
I'll find it. Not this one. Joshua!
If you yell at me one more time.
It's the Old Church Basement album.
It is the Old Church Basement album?
Stand yeah. By. Wait on you, Joshy.
Oh my God. The reprise on that one. The second.
Oh, yes, you can, Josh.
I can't do it right now. Yeah, what I you can. I can't do it right now is going to be this song.
No, it's going to break
this
you
dude's
down.
Voice is like so perfect for this song.
Play the reprise though.
Okay. But I got to get into the
okay, well it's going to be 20 minutes.
I don't believe in fairy tales. He seemed like he chopped wood.
He was chopping wood when he was recording.
First of all, these niggas be geared up.
Bro, they got bread. Listen, from the first video to now, everybody's an Off-White.
Bro, he got a Burberry cardigan on.
Oh, my God.
This, I don't worship the Lord in spirit and in style.
They're shooting in a church. There is no location fee for this, Kev.
Yeah. Said, I'm going to wait on you. Don't put that in the episode, Josh. I'm just playing.
No, we don't need that. No, we definitely don't need that.
Trusted your goodness. I trust in your promise. This is new gospel. Well, CCM.
No, I'm saying, is this the type of music you would listen to after you finish singing? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh.
This Josh put me onto this.
No.
Trust in your promise. I'm going to wait on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ghost yelling. Okay. This is the type of music they like to sing in my church.
Little Marcus is coming with you some Thursday.
I'm about to buy his tickets and everything.
Hey, goodness,
dang.
Trust in your promise, I'm going to wait on you. Why don't they let me in the middle, man?
You can do it.
I need it.
You can pull up to anything. I will let you know when the next recording is.
I'm telling Chandler, but I don't want to be in the group.
No, you can be in it.
I want to be in the middle. I'm a middle type, like.
Right, middle child, everything.
I'm a middle child. If I'm there, I need to be, you know what I'm saying?
Kev, we can go to the next recording.
Oh!
If your schedule permits, we can go.
You want to know the song that made me cry the most?
What song?
This is the song I would listen to after I did sing.
But the breakdown's coming. Okay.
I forgot, Josh.
It's okay. That's why I said go to the reprise.
I know you did. I didn't listen to you. Sing it to him. You want to talk about punishing yourself?
No.
Every time I would have sex, because how many times do I go get your will? And then what do I do, Angel? What do I do?
Yeah, I am still.
I turn around and do what?
I turn around and do the things.
I used to be crying like, I just ain't going to do right.
The things I shouldn't do. Cause I belong to you. And I know you will come through. Here we go. Lord, I know take advantage of your grace. And in this Christian race. But yet I still hear you calling my name. Help me. Oh, that's not the solo. The solo.
She's not in yet. This is Timothy Figueroa, her son. I think his name is Miles.
Miles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I still around and do the things I shouldn't do.
This isn't the album version. I know her verse verbatim. Every thing she sings, the way she... Every run.
This is a classic.
This is the VHS. But the album version, I even know the crowd. What the crowd says, sing it, Tim.
But yet I still hear you calling my name. Here we go.
How many times?
Sing it, Tim.
Take from me to learn.
You're early, Angel.
Yes, I am. I am.
That is only in your will. I'll never earn
my life's reward.
In honor to me,
life eternally.
Riches in glory,
Lord, I know I don't belong with you, cause I don't wrong.
She had that thick neck voice.
But yet I still go against your will.
Andrew, how do you still almost fall off that milk crate that was just one?
Listen.
The way it tilted?
Oh, yeah, the milk crate said I was like, oh, I might bust my ass.
I turn around and leave laughing the things I shouldn't do.
This one, by the time they got to this part, I was just like, man, Kevin, do right. But this song is good because every time you do sing, you can just literally go back to how many times. But it makes you feel worse.
Yeah.
I don't belong with you because I'm wrong.
But yet,
I still hear you call.
You're calling mine
to come into you.
This is the part where I was just like,
knowing this, but I still choose to go my.
And then you say,
and you still say, you say that I. Supply your every need.
I mean, she had finger waves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the whole thing was finger waves. Even the pony, all the way up.
You're calling my to come into.
Who knows what's just coming out?
To be saved. Knowing this, but I still choose to go my way.
And you still,
you still say.
You ready, Angel?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
Here's another thing.
All right.
Here's another thing of fire.
Here's another one. Yeah.
Here's another thing of fire.
Here's another one. Here's another one, yeah.
Here's another bang of fire.
Fire.
Here's another bang of fire.
With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.